We're on Masechet Erevin Daf Tzadi, and we're starting on the Amud, and the first line of the Amud, Bai Rami Bar Chama. So now we've got a Kasha over here, right? We're still busy discussing, right, in our Mishnah, which we saw yesterday, the new Perek. So we had in the Mishnah there, we had a couple of opinions. We had, firstly, we had Rabbi Meir, who said that all the Gagot Ha'ir are one Rishut, as long as they're on different heart levels of 10 Fachim. We had, after that, we had a Rishimon who said that the Gag and the Chatzayrut and the Kapurot, they're all one big Rishut for Kalim that were in those Rishut Shuyot Erev Shabbos. In the middle, we had Chachamim. Chachamim said, Kol Echad Ve'echad Rishut Bifnei Atzmo. Okay, that each Rishut is a separate Rishut on its own. Right? So now, I'm going to ask a question of the Hurah, right? According to Chachamim. So, Bai Yom Baracham, Shtei Amot Be'Gag, Shtei Amot Be'Amud Mahu. What happens if, since we said that each roof is a roof on its own, what if you took, if you carried for 2 amas on a roof, and then 2 amas on an amud? Remember we had yesterday, we had the whole idea of an amud, and we said we were at a gzeira, because of a tel, because we had a mountain, shtarabim, even though they were the same rishiyot, right? Let's look at Rashi over here. Shtei amot begag zeh, shtei amot begag zeh, ushtei amot, so he says like this, Kerav Svirile. See, old Lakra. What does Rav said? Amar Gag Shebein HaGagin. Emetot Limbo Ele Medad De Svir Adade. Dasha Adade. You only carry on your own within 4 Amas within a Gag on its own completely. That was Rav said. He remember because he said law, he didn't hold of Asik, of good Asik Mechitzata, that the walls come up. So he said, Mahu now. The question is Mahu. Le Taltel Meachat Men La Amud Amib Shtarabim. Samuch Lo Gavu Ashav Rochev Dalet. Now, we've got a roof, right? And this roof is a Carmelite. Let's not forget that. The roof is a Carmelite. That's what's important here. The roof is a Carmelite. And now, can you go from a roof to two amas in a roof and then onto an amud, which is a Rishta Yachid? All right, so now he says, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Maika Mabaila, what's your question? Carmelite, Rishta Yachid, what?
Surely you can't carry from a Carmelite.
That's exactly what he says here. Look at the Gemara. So Rabbi says, but this is Rami Bar Chama, who's a big gadol, clever guy. So Rabbi says, Mike, what's your question? Carmelite? Can we buy that? You're asking about going from a Carmelite? Yeah, even Selwood, not even. Okay, but Selwood understood that it was Pashut. So what Rami Bar Chama knew it was Pashut, right? That's exactly what Rabbi says, right? He just never knew to write in a Selwood, right? So he says, Ela Hachkema, he says, you're right. Look, Rashi says, they look at the very last wide lines, Rashi at the top, they beat me out. That's a question. Kloma pshita da asi, says Rashi. This is a Carmelite and this is a Shtariachi. What are you talking about? He says, Ela Hachkema, Baile. Right, sorry, the Gemara says like this. Look at the Gemara says, Verami Bar Chama, Agav Churfei, he's such a sharp guy, such a clever guy, he was so clever. Lo Iyen, but I didn't actually realize. Look, Rashi says over here. But Ashas comes, this is the Gemara talking now, not one of the Amorai. Obviously, he never intended to ask such a question. He was so clever, his mouth went far quicker than he could even imagine, right? He asked this question so quickly, he got confused in the question, but it's Pashut, and that's not what he meant. This is what he meant. Shtei amot begag. V'shtei amot ba'aksadra mahu. Remember the aksadra, we said like a portico, right? It's got a roof on it, but it's not covered. And this is, and also a carmelite. Look at Rashi. Shtei amot ba'gag, sheben agagin, on one of the grooves. U'shtei amot ba'aksadra, shel ba'ali mach, other owners, not the same people. Af agav tikra shel aksadra, to Beit Satayim. Now Rashi says, even though this is bigger than Beit Satayim, what does it mean bigger than Beit Satayim? It's a problem because it obviously wasn't done the diurin through the Beit Satayim. V'ein la mechezok and walls around it. V'ein la pitikra. This is important. V'ein la pitikra. What do you mean la pitikra? We know that a flat roof, which has got like an amma wide, a tefach wide lip, right? Let's say it's a plank or a concrete of a tefach wide. We say pitikra yored v'sotemit, that the lips of the roof come down and create virtual walls, right? But this is a pitch roof. Remember, we learned this before a couple of daf ago. If it's a pitch roof, we don't say that it goes like this and like this, but the walls and anything goes just straight down. So we don't say pitikra when it's a pitched roof. Look at Rashi, that's what Rashi is saying over here. He He says, "Avagav tikra shlach sadri yotrei beitzatayim ena mechitza ve'en lapi tikra." The name of your red vesotel, we could say that it goes down and closes it if there was walls around it. The avida ki urzila b'shipua kegayin shlaras is listed like down like an urzila, like our roof. Remember we spoke about the day that Rashi said that the flat roofs aren't like our roofs because our roofs are pitched, and we understood because of the snow. Rashi's saying those rooms, those roofs are like our roofs. This time they are like our roofs. We're klarim ba'osin pasim. In Daf Kaf Hei, the Hashta Havilei Nami Karmelit, also a Karmelit. So now this is the question that Rabbi Baracham was asking: if you're going from a roof to a Karmelit, and the roof is a Karmelit and the Aksadra is a Karmelit, now what is the question? Because they're both the same Rishut, right? So that's the question: was that's the question. Now the Gemara says like this, Mi Aminan Kevant Lohabe Chaze Ledira. So do we say that since this portico wasn't Ra'ui Ledira, Velohai Chaze Ledira, that neither of them, neither the portico or the roof of Chaze Ra'ui Ledira. So therefore, it's Chale Rishut to hear, it's like one big Rishut. Look at Rashi, Afa Pisha Enan Shal Isha Chaze, they aren't the same owners. Ain by him Chiluk Rishut, there's no difference in the Rishut. Afilu Rabbanan, even Rabbanan, the Lord Damu Lishnei Gagin, they say as opposed to two roofs, you can't. Yeah, it's not like two roofs. Because they're in the two roofs, what's our problem? We've got underneath them, we've got people living. And the question is, what about the roof upstairs? Do the walls separate? And if there's different owners, and there's a roof a continuation of the living downstairs. So from one person to the other, it's like two separate shiyot. Here, there's nobody living. Right, there's no one living over here. Three of them, blood of Mishnah, Gagin, Dahatam, Ika, the Yurin Lamata, Mishnah, Vesh, Lamar, Kashem, Shesh, Chiluk, Lamata, Bavatim, Kachish, Lamala. The Chiluk, Lamata, Saluk, Vazlael, we said goes upstairs and separates as well. But the Aksadra, like Rebbe Hakel, there's no Rishut, no one's living in the Aksadra. So maybe it's two Karmeliot with no different people living in them. So maybe it's like one big Rishut. Maybe yes. Or Dilma, maybe or no. Kevin, the Migagagag Asir. Maybe just like when we say from one roof to the other roof, it's Asur. Migagagasanam Asur, so too from one roof to an Aksadra, also Asur. That's Bayi, that's what Rabbi Barcham is asking his question. So now, Bayi, Rabbi Barabaya. So Bayi, now on the back of that question, he asks a question. He says like this. This is his question. Now he's not asking about a roof or an aksad, he's about a churva. A churva is no one living there, but it belongs to somebody, right? And a churva might be ra'ui ledir. Look at Rashi here. The churva shel acherim ufrutz shrabim, it's completely open to the shrabim. Dahavia nami karmalit kegag bein agagin. It's also a karmalit status because not in shtei yachid. It's open to the rabbi. It's owned by people, but it's like a karmalit. So now he's questioning: what about from a roof to another churv, which is also a karmalit? So Amar Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana says to him, says to Rabbi Bar Abaya, "I don't understand, Rabbi Bar Abaya. Love hand Rabbi Bar Chama. Isn't this question Rabbi Bar Chama asked?" Well, you're coming out with a new question. Both of them ask you the same question. What's the question? From Carmel to Carmel, from Gag to something else, about Carmeliot. And there's no diurin in both of them, only diurin in one of them, because in one of them it's a roof where people are living underneath. In the Aksadra, there's no one living there, and in the Churva, there's no one living there. It's the same question. So I'm Rabbi Barabaya. So Rabbi Barabaya says, like this, Nuvachimi Acher, Atai Venatsi. You're making me my hard time because someone asked the question, what do you really think? That I'm just piggybacking someone else's question. Look at Rashi. Me'acharatai v'nitzai, mi'pi acher, bati v'chilakti b'shelash shalach. You think I'm asking the same thing somebody else asked? Bati l'kanter, you think I'm coming here to make trouble? Beat me a question. I'm not coming to make trouble. I'm on his own question. So he says, why does he explain that it's not the same? He says, because Aksadra lo chazil adira. And Aksadra, which is your portico, your porch, is not a rawi. You can never ever turn into something which is good for living in. So now, like the Gemara is saying, nu, okay, and nu. Imagine the Gemara says now, nu, so what? So I don't understand. So now what's your question? Right? Because look at Rashi. If that's the case, then it's vada asur. Right? If you didn't tell me that the churve is ra'ui ledira, what was our basis for the question with Rabbi Baruch Hama? When we rephrase the question, was because the one was Ra'ui Ledir and the one wasn't Ra'ui Ledir. So we had a Hava Mina that maybe was different to two roofs. Two roofs, we already said Chachamim said Asur, each roof's own Rishut. The Chidush, and that enabled the Hava Mina of Rabbi Bar Chama's question was that the Aksadra wasn't a normal roof. Therefore, because it wasn't Ra'ui Ledir, maybe it would be Muta. But now if you're telling me that the churva is rahu ledir, then it's pasha, then it's asur. You got it? Is it clear? That's what Rashi says. Look at Rashi here. He says, "B'churva shel achacherim ufutz rabim dahavi nami." Skip that. Dilma, where's the Rashi there? Amaki mi baile. Hi, Lord dami legag vasir. So he says like this. So he says, before we actually look in the Gemara, look at Rashi there. Im timtzilo lelomar kamar. He said, this is the answer. Klomar lo pshit le rabibi. It wasn't so pashut. Why? That to have a churva chazi le dira. Velo pshit le nami that to have a kiach sadra. There was one in Zapashud, Abaye, Rabbi Bar Abaye over here, he's not 100% sure that his case of the churve is like either Aksadra, right, which would be Lo Rai Ladira, or that it would be like a, or it would be Rai Ladira. Look back in the Gemara. Im Tintilomar Kama. That's Im Tintilomar Aksadra Lo Chazi Ladira. This is my question. If you were to say it's not Rai Ladira, so then churve and churve is Chazi, but churve is Chazi Ladira, which means that they're two separate questions. Or deal mahashta mihat late by diurin. Or maybe because there isn't diur over here, maybe now there isn't diur, but maybe it is Raila diur. So it would be a different question altogether. And the answer here is taikuhu. So we don't seem to have answered any of the questions. We never answered Rabbi Bar Chama's question. And we certainly didn't answer Bibi Bar Abaye's question. Because Bibi Bar Abaye's question seems to be piggybacked on what we would answer to Rabbi Bar Chama's question, which we don't seem to have answered either. The Gemara says, like that carries on. Gagin Hashavin Rabbi Meir. Now we've got a Gag. Hashavin Rabbi Meir. Remember, Rabbi Meir said that all the roofs are the same if they aren't a difference in height of 10 fachim, one from the other. So the Gemara is asking a question now. According to Rabbi Meir, with all the lots of roofs over there with different owners, but they're Hashavin, they're all the same height. There was just one big roof. The Gag Yechidu Rabbanan. As far as Rabbanan is concerned, remember Rabbanan said that each roof is a separate Rishut. So now we're talking about just one roof now. We've got one roof, a house with only one person in it. Look at Rashi quickly. Third wide lines at the bottom there, fourth wide lines there, third wide lines. Gagin Hashavin. Shem Ben Gagavon Mechaber Asrav Yesha Beis Smuchin Yachad. Like I said, that none of them are 10 Fachiman, they're lots of them together. Or Rabbi Meir, the Mashvedehu Kulu Chad Rishut Velo Asher Adade. Gag Yechidu Rabbanan. Right? So he says, there's no one who can usher this gag. It's a gag on its own, a standalone house with a roof on top, one owner, one roof. This is the question now. Right? So on that, on an example like that, on both of those scenarios, Rav Amar, Mutar Taltel Bekulo. Rav says on either of those, if it's like a contrary, maybe one big roof for lots of people, but it's all one reshut, you can carry the whole roof. And on one person's roof on his own, you can carry on the whole roof as well. Ushmuel Amar, Ein metaltlin bo ele bedalet. Right now, this sounds a little bit different from what we learned the other day. Okay,
it says
that.
It says it's opposite.
Okay. I want to actually find the Gemara before we read it. Okay, we'll read that inside. I can't find the actual Gemara. Okay, I said like this. So that's what Gag says. Rav says, Mutar tal bekulo, Shmuel Amar, Ein metaltlin bo ele bedalet. Rav, the Gemara Sakasha here. Rav Amar, Mutar letaltel bekulo? Did Rav really say that? If that's the case, Kasha drava de Rav. There's a steer here between what we saw yesterday, where Rav said only ad dalet amot, and Shmuel said the whole roof. Think, what's no. What are we speaking about? Hatam lo minkre mechitzata. When did Rav say you can't carry the whole roof, you can only carry dalet amot? When you weren't, it wasn't clear that there were mechitzot, that you could see between the different owners of the roofs. Aval hacha minkre mechitzata. Here it's clear, you can see either there are walls, or you can see the layers, whatever the case was. Then he'll say, as long as you can see what the walls are, then he hasn't got a problem. Ushmuel amar, ein metaltlin bo, ele bedalet amot, it was the same thing. Kashir shmuel ushmuel, that's a stira. It was the hatam lo ave yoter beit sataim, ach ave yoter beit sataim. There it was smaller than beit sataim, so Shmuel said, no, probably carry the whole room, the whole area, because in beit sataim is Ra'ul Adir. So even though downstairs, each house on its own was Ra'ul Adir, we still want the roof on top to be smaller than at least up to beit sataim, and we need to carry it. I suppose it's exactly that you don't get confused with other batei sataim, of a storeroom or something. And here it's bigger and there it's smaller. When it was smaller, you could carry it, it's bigger, you can't carry. Vahani mechitzot lemata avdinan. Lemale lo avdinan. This is like Shmuel. I think Shmuel carrying on over here. He says, "Hatam lo avdinan, hacha havi et vetzatayim." V'hani mechitzot lemata avidan למעלה לא אבידן, והבקע קרפף יותר בעצתיים שלא הוקף לדירה. So it says, firstly, there the mechitzot lemata avidan, they were done beneath, not upstairs. And therefore, it was like a big karpaf, like a big storeroom. Because by tzataim, shelo hukaf ledira. V'chol karpaf, yoter by tzataim, shelo hukaf ledira, v'tad liboyle bedalet. Straightforward, Shmuel says, we treat the roof upstairs exactly like with any karpaf, any storeroom, anywhere else in the world. And then if it's bigger than the by tzataim, we'd say it's not ra'u ledir. Therefore, becomes a karmelit and you can't carry. If it's up to a beit sartayim, then you can carry within the whole place, just like we would anywhere else. Okay, a new machloket now between Rav and Shmuel. The same idea. Itmar svin, we've got a boat. Rav says, Rav amar mutar letalta bekula. Rav says, you can carry within the whole boat. Look at Rashi over here. Very, very last Rashi on the Amud. Hata mutar letalta bekula. Va'afilu yeshna yoter mi beit sartayim. Even if it's bigger than beit sartayim. Why? The hukaf ledirahu. So with regard to the previous halacha, where Shmuel said it's a big open area, I mean, a roof is pasture that's not ra'u ledir. You can't live in a roof, on a roof, if it's an open roof. But here, where it is a boat, and a boat you can live on, even if it's bigger than Beit Sartayim, I suppose anybody's been in a cruise boat, these cruise boats are all bigger than Beit Sartayim, they're huge, they're massive. And Rav will say, no problem, you can carry on the whole boat. Ushmuel amar, and metal tilin bo ele bedalet. Shmuel's a big problem. How are you going to cruise on Shabbos? According to Shmuel, you can only carry for up to dalet. So now the Gemara explains each one. Rav amar mutar letalta bekula. Why can you carry on all of this? As far as Rav is concerned, ha'ikam mechitzata. Because there are walls. A boat has got proper walls around it. No boat is flat. Every boat's got walls. And those walls are a mechitza. And therefore, there's no problem whatsoever. You've got your mechitza. Ushmuel amar ein metaltlin ba'elu ba'arba'amot. Why? What does he say? Oh, at the end of the day, there is a mechitza. So how does he explain it? He says, mechitzot lavriach ma'im asiyot. He says, why were those walls built? They weren't built as a mechitza for Shabbos. They were built to keep the water out. And therefore, they're not walls. Look at Rashi. Lavriach ma'im ve'lo ledira. And not ledira. Okay, so that's the machlokim. Yeah.
If there's no rishus Harabim, anywhere near the ship, why is this even relevant?
Because it's bigger than Beit Sartayim. And for Beit Sartayim, which is not Ra'u Lediur, he has to have Mechitzot, which were there, Lediur, and he'll tell you that those Mechitzot are not Lediur, they were there to keep the water out. And then we're back to any Karpaf, which is bigger than Beit Sartayim.
The rabbis are making up these rules. They could be Mutter whenever they want to. We've seen that they're Mutter whenever they think it's necessary. You could say
the good news is that the Gemara knows that in this machloket Allah will be like Rav. So let Shmuel say whatever he wants. In Isuri and Allah Rav Shmuel. Now I haven't seen Allah over here anywhere, but I would venture to say that there'll be an ot coming up anywhere.
What's the halacha?
It comes up. Okay, I prepared this already yesterday. It's been a long time since I prepared this. Come on, look here. Here's the answer. He says to Shmuel himself now, right? He says to Shmuel, that's why Selman gets so excited because his name's Shmuel, right? He says, Hilchite Kavatech or Hilchite Karav? He says, who's the Alochalak? He's the Alochalak, you are like Rav. And look what Shmuel says, Ed. Amarle Hilchite Karav. Shmuel can say whatever he wants because he doesn't like Rakim in the first place. He's throwing out a svara here, right? So Amrav Gil, Amrav Chia Bar Yosef. He says, Umode Rav. He says, more than that. He says, let's go one step further. This is in the boat, in the water, in a proper way. He says, Umode Rav, Shim Kaf'a Alpia. If you turn the boat upside down, now it's partially not in the water, right? Now it's on land. Turn the boat upside down. She'ein metaltlin ba ele ba'arba amot. Then you limited like Shmuel, because now it's not ledir. Right, look at Rashi over here. Umode Rav Shim Kafal Pia, the very first Rashi top of the Amud, then the second Rashi. Ugova yoter mi asara, it's more than 10 tvachim high. Ein metaltlin ba ele ba'arba. So now he says to him, Kafal mai, what are you turning over for? If you tell me you turn over because you want to live underneath it, you found an abandoned boat, you're not taking it into your home. So in Mashnaimi Gag Yachidi, why do we care? A boat upside down, not but upside down. Rav would agree. A roof right, which is less ra'ui ladira than an upside down boat you can carry around the whole roof. Why are you limited? Ela shekafa lezofta. What are you talking about? You turned it upside down. You brought it in for repairs, and you turned it. You're pitching. What's it called? Bitumen. Pitching. You're putting pitch. You're sealing the boat. You're putting tar, new tar on the boat of Grashi. L'shebitel mechitzotei mitra dira. It's no longer for dira. De'einan omdot kol zman kviata. Lo ledirat ma'alan ve'lo ledirat matan. Why you've got it there in the shipyard, busy being fixed, so no one's living underneath it or on top of it. So now it's like any other tell, it's kavua, it's big, big, heavy story. Now it's like anything else, it would be asur. So now the Gemara says like this, Rav Ashi matila asfina. Rav Ashi learns this sugya, this bachok Rav Shmuel here with regards to a boat. But Rav Ache bread, Rav matila aksadra. He says this bachok was about an aksadra, right? Look at Rashi, Matil al Had Rav Chia bar Yosef Aksadra. And he says, like this, this is how he learns it. The Itmar, he says, the Machlok wasn't about a boat, Rav Shmuel, but Itmar Aksadra the Bika. There was this Aksadra, this portico in the Bika. Now, why in the Bika? Because the Bika is a big open area, nothing around. Look at Rashi, Aksadra Bika. Habika, Kar, the Bika is a Carmelite. Can we remember Yitzhiot Tashabbat Shabbat Tafbab? Va Aksadra Zo, this Aksadra, this like covered patio, Prutze midale druchotel, like an Avraham Avinu story, right? It's open on all four sides. Right? Like next week's Parsha. No, not next week's Parsha. Last week's Parsha. Last Parsha, right? When did the Malachim come to visit Avram? Last week. Or this week? This Shabbos. I'm confused. Vayera, right? By this Shabbos. Yeah. This Shabbos. This Shabbos. This Shabbos. Right? A long time ago. Right? So he says, Aksad Rebbeika, right? So he says there, and all is standing on like four pillars, pegs, poles. And you stick a pole, a beam from one pillar to the other. And you put the planks on the roof. And now there is a pitikra. So now there's actually a virtual wall around it. Right? It's probably shleyachid. Why is it called in a bika? Mishum de beir stam aksadraot smuchot lakiv baito chatzir veikim mechitza achat oshtayim umod yishmuel hatam de metaltin kramin lakavan. So if he was in the town or the city, which is up to a house, they would have some walls around, the proper walls around to be able to carry there. So we're talking about an aksadra out there without nothing. Rav Amar mutar tel tel bekula. Rav you can carry within the whole portico. Ushmuel Amar emetaltin ba ele ba'arba. So now the Gemara now explains they both again. Rabbi Amutal tells them, Kula, why? Amrina and Peter Gray, you have a sotem, like we explained a second ago. You've got this flat roof and the walls come down. It's a mechitza. Shav says a mechitza. Ushmuel Amar, emetal tlim ba ele ba arba. Why does he limit it to any arba? It says, Lo Amrina and Peter Gray, you're at the sotem. So we don't say under these circumstances that we let it, that we actually say Peter Gray, that there's actually a mechitza around it. And therefore, it's like a completely open up shrabim you can't carry. The Gemara says, "V'rav aliba de Rabbi Meir," right? Rav over here is aliba de Rabbi Meir. What does it mean, Rav aliba de Rabbi Meir? Look at Rashi, yeah, Rabbi de Rabbi Meir. Kevan de Amar begagin ashavin metaltin bekulan. Rabbi Meir there said, remember that all the roofs are the same height; you can carry around them. Al melav kamlit ninu litaltel migag lechatzer. Lamin lekama le di Rabbi Meir gagin shlatzman chatzer le shlatzman. I'm busy debating in my mind now whether I actually read this Rashi or not, because I think it's going to make life a little bit complicated. Let's carry on. So wait a minute, right? Rav's like a remarry. Like we said, remarry says that from roof to roof, not a problem. So he says, according to him, if that's the case, then why doesn't he say carry from roof to chatzer? Because the chatzer, for intents and purposes, and the roof, remember we saw that Rabbi Shimon said that they're all one big reshut. Essentially, they're all like a carmelite. So as well, from Gag to Chatzer, so he says, no, why not? Gzer Bishum, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Remember Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi? Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi yesterday, at the beginning of the Amud. Let's go back for a second and look on Amud, on page 10, Amud Aleph, at the very beginning of the Gemara there. We said, Yativ Abaya Bar Avin, Ram Chilim and Avidi, two brothers. They were talking, they said, Bishlom Rabbanan, Sarav Shem Shirin Chalukin Lamata, just like they separated the bottom and separated the top. Rabbi Meir, my kesavar, Rabbi Meir's part, ikesavar kashem shed yudicha lukin lamata, kan yukin lamata, amai rishut achat, let Rabbi Meir make up his mind. If the bottom, underground, under the roofs are different rishuyot, right, then why aren't they all different rishuyot at the top? And if we say that there ain't chaluk in the top, right, that it's all the same thing, then why do we care if it's a difference in 10 tfachim high or not? And we said, no, he said to them, remember, Amalei Abaye, lo shmiruch, haven't you heard? The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, what Rabbi Yitzchak Avdimi said? He said like this, Omer Rabbi Meir, kol makos tam motzei shteri, whenever you see two different rishuyot, and they're the same definition of a rishut, right, kegon amut shrabim, gov ashrab rochvachza, right, we said, gzera of a telbshter rabbi. Remember that? That Rav Dini, he made a gzera, that any time you've got something, even it's a yachid, in rishut yachid, you've got to tell, and shteri yachid, you can't carry one to the other because of a gzera of that rishut yachid in rishut rabbi. It's the same thing over here. He says, how can you tell to me, Gerachatze, gzera shub Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi? Look at Rashi, yeah? Rashi says, Beresh Pirki, right? Ushmuel, Alibad Rabbanan. Now, Rabbanan say that it's each one a separate Rashut. So then, Shmuel over here, remember with regards to this here, we just saw a second ago, he says, Ein metaltlin ba ele ba arba. You're going to carry a four in this Aksadra. So he says, why? If Shmuel says that according to Rabbanan, it's all one big Rashut, so nitaltel mi gag lekarpaf, right? So then you should be able to go from a gag to a karpaf, right? Because again, they're all the same reshut. They're all a chat, they're all a karmelit. So Rabbi Bar Ula, gzeira shema yifchata gag. He says, no, what's a concern? That maybe the gag will become smaller. Look at Rashi over here. Gzeira shema yifchata gag. It's all the way down at the bottom. I skipped all those Rashis. It's about 10 lines from the bottom, at the end. The yichsar mi beit sa'atayim. If the gag is now smaller than a beit sa'atayim, v'yekatru gam et ha'bayit l'midat ha'gag milamata, v'yitnu ha'mechitze k'riget tzvat ha'gag, you know, the house then becomes smaller, and your mechitze will be at the end of the house, the hashta leke yoter beitz, v'habe rishta yachid. That's the problem. You're right at the moment when the roof is one big massive roof, and the karpaf is a karmelit, you can carry from the roof to the karmelit. What's the problem? Suddenly there might be a change in the roof structure. The roof might be smaller than you thought it was, right? And then you got a problem because the roof will now become Shtei Yachid. Shtei Yachid, they're the real Isur Doraita. Well, not Shtei Yachid, because it's Rabbanah, but still it's Rabbanah from Shtei Yachid to Carmelit. So he said, I don't understand. If that's what your concern is, so he says, Mikarpav to Karpav, Nami lo yitaltel. You shouldn't be able to go from a Karpav to a Karpav. Why? Deal the Mifchat for Atli till Tule. Because the one Karpav now, which is bigger than Beit Sa'atayim and Lo Ra'u Ledir, which is a Carmelit, and that's also a Carmelit. So suddenly if it becomes smaller, it becomes Ra'u Ledir, it becomes Shtei Yachid. Now you got a problem. So he says, no, hatam, imivchat minker le milta, ach imivchat lo minker milta. What's he saying? He says, like this. Look at Rashi at the bottom there, the fourth last line to Rashi. Imivchat lo minker milta, kevan de leike mechsel agag. Since the roof hasn't got walls on it. Lo minker milta, velo michsei kepachot mibayt sa'atayim. Devar she'enu mechitzot lo sarik le umdine shapim. So when there aren't walls on something, and it's just a big open area, your sense of assessment is very flawed. Which is true, by the way. If you look at an empty piece of ground, it's very difficult to assess how big it is. When you see a piece of ground that's walled off, it's easier to get an understanding for what size it is. The lack of walls blurs your ability to make a proper assessment. So he says a karpaf has got walls around it. So in one karpaf, they've made it smaller than is smaller than another, or smaller than you thought it was. But you can at least see from the size of the walls, has a bit of roof. A roof when you think was big and now suddenly it's actually smaller than you thought. You can't tell the difference when the walls are down, and therefore we aren't gozer on a karpaf to a karpaf, but we would be gozer from a roof to a karpaf because the roof is a problem. We're not sure exactly what would happen with the roof. Now I'm tempted to end off over here.